here on WHUS. We got some jazz music coming up. Let's start out with something new. The name of this group is No Cordette.
Thank you.
something brand new. Name of the group is No Cordette. Kind of a play on words for quartet. But it is a no-cordette, seeing as there's no chordal instruments in there. No guitar, no piano. All brass and rhythm section. And that is Peter McAkern on trombone, Dave Santoro on bass, George Sovak on sax, and Hamir Atwal on drums. I like that sound. They made up for no chordal instruments by some very nice harmonies between the trombone and the saxophone. So we're going to play another one from that one. The track you heard was 24 for Elvin. That's for Elvin Jones, I'm sure. And the next one's called Subconscious Love. And looking at the credits on that, it says Lee Konitz and Cole Porter. And you'll hear this when you listen to this music. If you are hip to the tunes, it's kind of a mashup between Subconscious Lee by Lee Konitz and
What Is This Thing Called Love by Cole Porter.
This is Subconscious Love from No Cordette. Charles Mingus, the great Charles Mingus, from his album Changes One. We heard Sue's Changes, and man, that was just full of rhythmic changes on that. I really dig that. That's from an album that my friend at work, my regular full-time job, his name is Taka, and he lent me that album and many, many more great jazz albums. So Taka-san, thank you for that. Changes One from Charles Mingus, and we heard Sue's Changes, as I mentioned, recorded back in 1974. And that features Charles Mingus, of course, on bass, Jack Walrath on trumpet, George Adams, man, he had a beautiful sound on tenor. Hope you listen to that. Just a gorgeous sound on that tenor saxophone. Don Poulin on piano, and Danny Richmond on drums. That is Charles Mingus's regular quintet from those days in the 70s. We're going to hear one more from that. This one will be very different, kind of a straight 12-bar blues kind of thing. It's even got some vocals in it. So I want to hear one more from this album, Changes One, from Charles Mingus. This one's called Devil Blues. Thank you.
cosmic climax. Cosmic. Cosmic climax. Relax, relax. We'll reach a cosmic climax. Down the road on a big black stallion.
Devil's Blues from Charles Mingus, and the album Changes One. Hope you dug that. Okay, we're going to move on. I wanted to play something from the late Phil Woods. Phil Woods, one of the great alto saxophone players who many said would kind of carry the baton from Charlie Bird Parker when he passed away. And Phil Woods was a great alto player. Born November 2nd, 1931, and passed away a few weeks ago, September 29th, at age 83. So we will miss Phil Woods. I wanted to play from an album that I really like. The name of the album is Musique du Bois, and I believe that means music of wood, Phil Woods, that is. And this one features a quartet of Phil Woods on alto sax, Jackie Biard on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums. So that is a fine quartet. We're going to hear a couple tracks from the album Musique du Bois, starting with Samba du Bois, and then we're going to finish that up with another one. It's a Sonny Rollins composition, I believe, Aragon, which, by the way, spelled backwards is Nigeria. So we're going to hear those two from Phil Woods from the album Musique du Bois. Here we go. Mm-hmm. In the background, you're listening to Phil Woods from the album Music Dubois, the composition made famous by Sonny Rollins, Arrogant. We're going to finish out tonight's show. We've heard some of the old. We're going to hear some of the new. A great new trumpet player. Actually, he's from the University of Hartford, and he's making a big name for himself in New York City in the jazz scene. His name's Josh Evans. We're going to hear from his album entitled Hope and Despair. We're going to hear the track Bad Dreams. That'll do it for the show tonight. Thanks for listening, folks.